I've smoked for 25 plus years of my life. Every time you have a craving, you feel like, oh, I can't do this. And the frustration that's just beyond explanation. I just knew that I had to do it for the implants, for my kids around me, for my dental health.
Today, I'm joined by Sean, who after 25 plus years was able to quit smoking. He's going to reveal a 5-step system that helped him quit, and he'll share some unexpected benefits that changed his life for the better, like getting a new smile. Why do you think people have such a hard time quitting smoking?
The addiction takes hold strongly, and it becomes a crutch, and you get used to it so quickly that it becomes hard to let go of. Once something comes habitual, it becomes habitual for your own reasons. You know what I mean? Like, I smoke because I'm nervous. I smoke because I'm weak, or I smoke because I need a crutch in life. I smoke because I want a way to relax or to soothe my anxieties. I smoke because it's my friend. I smoke because it's comforting. You know, after a while, you smoke because you get a buzz. Everybody's got a different reason why they smoke, because of trauma, because it helps, you know, with fear or whatever. You know, it's a crutch.
I have to know, did you have a specific reason for quitting? And what are some things that you were hoping would come from it?
My struggles was I was tired of spending money on it because it was getting so expensive. So cost, health, you know, I had a hard time breathing when you smoke. You can't do anything. You know, your health is bad. So I wanted to change my health. And my kids were telling me that they smelled bad. The smell is horrible. My dental health was horrible, and I knew cigarettes weren't helping my dental health. My teeth were falling out, you know, and breaking and soft and falling apart. And a lot of it was because I was poisoning my mouth with the addiction of cigarettes.
Before we get into, you know, the unexpected benefits of quitting smoking, let's talk about how you did it. So you mentioned 5 steps that you took, and step number one is, like you said, making the decision that you want to do it. You can't be forced to quit. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
You have to make the decision that you want to do it. Because if you don't want to do it, it's impossible to break the habit. Because if you, every day you sit and you want something, you're never going to be able to give it up. So you have to make a decision for yourself. You can't be forced into quitting. You're not going to feel like you can say, oh, I'm going to quit smoking and, you know, because my friend said that I should quit smoking. That's not going to give you the drive that you need to be successful in actually quitting. You gotta want to do it from inside. There's something inside of you that you have to want more than cigarettes in order to be successful at quitting. You have to find that certain thing inside you that's more important than cigarettes. Here's another reason I quit too, that I found my drive is because My stepkids came home one day from school, and it almost brought me to tears because they said that, you know, people are complaining that they smelled like cigarettes. And it's because they sit in our car after we smoke, you know, their clothes are collecting the smell, you know, and that just broke my heart. And I knew that I needed to do something, you know, and then getting the teeth. Quitting smoking has to be one of the steps I need to take. I can't have healthy smile. I can't have healthy dental implants if I continue to smoke. So getting dental implants was like my finish line for deciding on that it was time to quit smoking.
And then moving on to number two, you mentioned, you know, replacing the habit of smoking with a different habit. Can you talk a little bit about that as well?
And I'm not saying, you know, replace, you know, cigarettes with vapes, or I'm not saying replace cigarettes with, you know, another addictive thing. I've tried, you know, the pills, I forget what they're called. They're like happy pills. I've tried the patches. I've tried gum, you know, vaping, all that stuff. It doesn't work for me, it didn't work because it was like nurturing the habit. It was like a bridge to try to get away from it. But there was always the action of wanting to put something in your mouth or grab a cigarette or, you know, inhale on something. And that's, you gotta figure out how to replace that feeling with something else that's more healthy for you. What I'm trying to get at is, for me, the easiest way, or the only way I was able to make it work, is by replacing the habit with a different habit. You want to overcome the habit of smoking. So the only way to, for me, to get over the draw sensation, the sensation of grabbing a cigarette, putting it in your mouth, I had to replace it with something better. So I found that mints were helpful to me. Some people might find toothpicks helpful. Maybe bubble gum or something like that might be helpful. So you got to find something that you can do that will help replace that bad habit with something that can be a good habit for you. Maybe if you, like we were saying earlier, if your physical activities, like running, and you're into hiking or stuff like that, maybe do that more often, and just to kind of, you know, draw your mind away from the thought of wanting to smoke so much.
Yeah. And I think that leads to, you know, step number three, which is notice when you have those cravings, notice the times you have those, and use that new habit during those times. So adapting to that habit based on what your cravings were in the past, right?
Like, I just had a meal, so I know after a meal I'm going to want to smoke a cigarette. So instead of, so be mindful of the moments that are to come. So I'm going to have lunch. I know I'm ready to eat lunch. So I finished my lunch. Now, instead of smoking a cigarette, I'm going to go hike my favorite trail, which is, you know, or I'm going to put a mint in my mouth instead of grab a cigarette. Even though you want that cigarette, just make that other habitual thing become a habit for you, become systematic. Because once you've replaced that habitual feeling of smoking with a better habit, it becomes a little easier, and the cravings will go away a little quicker, or will become less consecutive, will be more intermittent or further apart. And the more you practice replacing that bad habit with a better habit or systematic activity, the cravings will get easier to deal with.
And another thing you mentioned earlier, which will be the next step number four, is also remembering what you're doing it for, right? We talked about in step number one, what is your motivation? Why are you doing this for you, right? So can you talk a little bit about that again? And one reason was for your kids, right?
You have to find a reason inside that gives you enough drive to overcome the habit, the craving, the addiction. So for me, it stabbed me in the heart when my kids told me, I came home from school and their friends and teachers were complaining that they smelled like cigarettes. Because for me, I felt like, why should my children suffer for a habit that I have? And that hit me really. That gave me drive to say, I'm finally done with this. My kids, after 25 years of smoking, nobody's complaints hit me as hard as my children telling me that they're affected by this in a bad way. And that's when I said, you know what? If I continue after that, then what kind of heart do I have? Well, how weak of a person can I be to affect my children to support this habit of mine when I can put my strength into this, find other solutions, and give it up? And that's what I did. Right. You have to find something inside you that gives you enough of a desire to overcome the addiction, give you that drive, that heart, that something that's not just going to last once or twice, but something that you can fall back on 25 different times, and that'll still be a strong enough feeling the 25th time as it was the first time. And I talk about it right now, and you can see in my probably expression that that's a passionate feeling for me, to make sure that my children are healthy and safe and don't complain or are affected by a habit and a decision that I've made, when I can make a better decision for them. And honestly, that helps me too. I mean, I get new teeth. That was another bottom line factor for me, is that I needed a healthier smile. I needed to do something permanent, you know, about my teeth, and I needed to do it quick. I needed to get it done now. So I knew that quitting smoking was a part of that decision.
Right. And that's kind of what we talked about as step number five, right? Is like, reward yourself. Like with you got your new smile.
Every day I'm rewarded and I smell good. People tell me all the time, not only do I have a nice smile, but dang, you smell good, Sean. And like, that's a good feeling. Like when you were always like around people who are like, oh, you stink. And then you go around those people, you know, the next time with that nice, bright smile and got cologne on you, you don't smell like a dirty ashtray. People notice that. You know what I mean? So, and I get compliments on the golf cart all the time when I'm driving people around at the bars and clubs. Not just about my smile, but about the way that I smell. They're like, oh, you smell so good. You just get out of the shower. Like, I've been out in the heat for like 4 hours. What are you talking about?
Well, you smell like, so are you sure?
Good. I just smell so good. I'm like, it's fine.
Now you just have a natural
feeling. And you can reward yourself with those feelings all the time after you quit smoking. So that just gives you that drive not to go back to that horrible habit, because it feels good once you're able. You might get that craving every once in a while, but the feeling of wholesomeness, that sincere feeling of joy inside of overcoming the addiction is wonderful. And having a smile to remind you of that every single day, it's wonderful. It's a process and it's hard, but you are able to overcome that.
And you're living proof of that.
Absolutely.
You just talked about, you know, some benefits of quitting smoking and getting your dental implants, but let's talk about the unexpected benefits of quitting smoking. And the first one I want to talk about is quitting actually helped you pay for your dental implants. So can you kind of talk about how quitting did help you pay?
Absolutely. I don't think I would have been able to smoke and afford dental implants at the same time. It's too expensive. So I'm not a paycheck to paycheck kind of person, but I'm not rich or wealthy or well off or anything in any way either. So I'm always looking for a way to save money or, you know, pinch pennies. I guess that's what they call coupon type person. You know, I try to get the best bang for the buck. So I knew that if I wanted dental implants, that smoking was not, buying cigarettes and that expense was something that I would have to get rid of. That's average $10 a pack these days. That's what they cost. Now I smoke Newport 100s, menthol 100s, you know, and they would go between $8 and $12 a pack, depending on where you bought them. And, you know, that's expensive. That's $20 a day on average that I was smoking. And 20 times 7, that's $140. That's $140 every 7 days. That's insane. That's a lot of money, man. Can you imagine how much money in the lifetime, in the last 25, 30 years, I've spent on cigarettes? Insane.
And I feel like Nuvia had, you know, different payment options, right? So they had payment plans where you were able to make that happen, right?
Nuvia has a great opportunity with different ways that you can finance teeth. You can actually look up a guide. You can check the link below and you can get the price and information guide. Give you a lot of information about pricing and general questions for implants. The reason I went to Nuvia is because I saw some of my friends go other places that didn't get teeth in 24 hours. They were going through a process and I was seeing them suffer through trial on of teeth after teeth, set after set. I have a friend that's been going through this for 2 years and I knew that I didn't want to go through that. I wanted to get my teeth done quickly. I didn't want to have 10 different sets of teeth. Like if you're going and getting trial after trial after trial of these teeth and it's not successful and you keep having to go, you know, maybe your drive to quit smoking will be less than if you were like saying, hey, I'm going to get teeth 24 hours from now. I really have to quit. It kind of gives you more drive to want to quit smoking.
Quitting allowed you to even get your dental implants in the first place, right?
Right.
So why do people have to quit smoking for dental implants?
That's a hard question to answer. You know, I have a doctor that might help explain that.
Smoking and vaping, you know, bringing those into the healing area near your implants, those are toxins that can cause improper healing or eventual rejection of the implant itself.
Now that you know, have quit smoking, it's been 2 years. Well, also, I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
That's incredible. What are some of these other unexpected benefits that we haven't discussed yet?
People around you seem happier. Like, when you're not chasing an addiction or stuck in a rut that somebody else doesn't like, and you're around, when you're around those people again, like, people around you seem happier, you know, like, for one, you're more invested with people when you speak with people, because you're not, okay, when's the next minute I can go out and go have a cigarette? Or I want to tell you something else, but I eat more, because people who quit smoking tend to eat more because you got that action. You know, I've gained weight since I quit smoking. I mean, that's a negative thing, but you know, it's like you get your new teeth, you can chomp on anything you want, and you quit smoking. So now I'm eating more, which is bad, but I still feel like, you know, my lungs are healthier. You know, I can breathe better now.
Right.
And I don't smell bad. My kids can go to school and they smell like laundry detergent and clean clothes and shampoo and conditioner and their little body washes and stuff now, instead of like my cigarettes from sitting in my smoked in car before they go to school. You know, my kids are happier that I don't smoke. You know, everybody around you is healthier because they're not inhaling secondhand smoke around you, you know? So you don't have to worry about going into hotels or renting cars and smoking in them, because you're not allowed to do that, you know? So you can go into a restaurant and, you know, walk by people, and people aren't like, "That guy stinks," when they're trying to eat their food and you walk into a restaurant. You know, it's just, there's so many benefits that are kind of hard to pinpoint, but it's like when you get implants, it happens every day. People compliment you. People look at you differently. People don't judge you for stinking. People don't judge you for standing outside in 120 degree weather, sweating your butt off because you want to smoke a cigarette. You know, it's just, life is better when you're not attached to something all the time that's bad for you.
I also want to remind those who are watching that if you are having questions about the cost, what this could look like, make sure to download the Dental Implant Cost and Information Guide in the description below.